Price Hill, tonight say north side, Silver Hill, Evansville, Valley Hill, Coleway, Clifton, Mount Healthy, Avondale, Madison.
Daddy is my everything. It's all I ever wanted. Keep them to move real big. Bigger than they ever done it. Gotta say I love my city. Gotta keep it 100. Keep the daddy hat on every day, so you gotta love it.
Even when I'm gone, you know that I'll be missing ya. Southwest Ohio play about to live it up. We put the sauce on it, then we mix it up. And we tell the same thing no matter where we go.
My city is the best, my city is the best. My city is the best, my city is the best. You know I gotta win, you know I gotta win. You know I gotta win, you know I gotta win.
They call the city the jungle, the concrete building blocks. So many concrete buildings we rock. Catch me at Bobbers and Clifton, and we out back getting splifted. It is kinda like a curse is lifted. I mean, the city is living it and ain't nothing like it. I'm a dirty jacker, scandals for the mic check. And I can feel the breeze from the river when I'm downtown. Hollin' at V6 and lavish when I'm uptown. Saturday night, hoping for nappy roots. From a Friday at the Hyatt in a fresh suit. And I done rocked so many crowds, even Town Square. Contracts and King Justice, yeah, they was there. And Kill Will, hell yeah, he's a friend of me. And YS is on the stage, high energy. And you can catch me changing lanes, headed to Bond's house. And I'm late for a meeting, feeling bombed out. But yo, this ain't it, it's my
everything. It's all I ever wanted.
Yeah, you can do it real big. Bigger than they ever done it. Gotta say, I love my city. Gotta keep it 100. Keep the ready hat on every day, so you gotta love it.
Even when I'm gone, you know that I'll be missing ya. Southwest Ohio play about to live it up. We put the sauce on it, then we mix it up. And we say the same thing no matter where we go.
My city is the best, my city is the best. My city is the best, my city is the best.
I got love for my city, really, why lie? I love walking up the Clifton for my five guys. Dirty Jack's on my street, where you can find me. With L Blaze banging smacks right behind me. Long Island in my glass, hit the mad fall. I got to get my weed bill, cause it's the last call. 8 o'clock the next morning, I'm still drinking. Downtown before the Bengals game, tailgating. Black family reunion every single year. Cincinnati Jazz Fest, everything is here. Funk music, Ivory Brothers, and Boosie Collins, and his brother, Catfish is what they used to call him. Saw some shoes at Devil Rose, I had to get those, and after that it's to the store, for a bag of Griffos. Now we headed to the strip, short line, Natty Natty, I am yours,
and you are my everything. It's all I ever
want. I'm the new real big, bigger than they ever did.
Yeah. Gotta say I love my city, gotta keep it 100. Keep the Natty hat on every day, so you gotta love it.
Even when I'm gone, you know that I'm missing ya. Southwest Ohio play is about to live it up. We put the sauce on it, then we mix it up. And we say the same thing no matter where we go.
My city is the best. My city is the best. My city is the best. My city is the best.
Hey, y'all, I want to get a shout out to the Cincinnati BJs, you know what I'm saying? Scuzzy, Diamond, Don Peace, you know what I'm saying? General, you on the team. Clockwork, Perry Simmons, Prolific, Scandal, you know, even if you're not in Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying? Dub and Cleveland,
once again,
you know, Skia, Stanza, Big Time, Fort Knox, Jasmine, Pinnacle in South Korea doing it right now. DJ Technology out there in Atlanta, hey, it's whatever, man. We show love. Skills.
What up, y'all? It's Jay All Day. Welcome to another edition of Cincinnati's Conscience. We are here today, myself and my homegirl, Colette.
Hey.
Bringing to you the hottest citizens in the city, as well as the best local music and fun facts that are uniquely Cincinnati. Our guest today is Scandal the Ruckus Man. I'm sure all of you recognize the name as an MC, lyricist, promoter, president of Shark Face Entertainment Extraordinaire. We'll go ahead and tell you a little bit about him and why he is on the show today. But first, let's start with something simple. Let's play a track. You're listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. This is the only show in town where the citizens are the celebrities. Are you turned on?
What happened? Hi, my name is Scandal, and I approve this message. If you're going to use my name on something, Make sure you spell my name right. Let's get it. Swag-o-matic,
yeah.
Scan-o-matic,
yeah.
Put them on your record, classic automatic, weapons automatic, if your lane's got static, if you put them on your stage, send your crowd into a panic, a dime piece, let you rock the bag it automatic, how you wanna pimpin', paper a basket, she chose me, I ain't asking whether she feelin' me, because I'm cocky or for the fashion. Yeah, my fashion cooler than Aspen. Catch me out in Aspen, acting a donkey. Your bird all on me. She all know me. Caught her looking at my ass. She seen was red monkeys. I see the future like it's 12 monkeys. I love you, girl, cause she show me that monkey. Only doing my thug sizzle. Baby, my wrist all junky. Tell your people, back up on me. Use my name on your flyer.
Spell my name right.
Put me in your mouth. Magazine.
Spell my name right.
Use my name on your record.
Spell my name right.
Spell my name right.
Say my name, baby.
Ballaholic, the beat sound pressure when you put the scan on it. I'm on it, I'm here for the job, help on it. Kids run to see me on TV like I'm the brown on it. You want it, I'm right here, take it if you can. Y'all ain't fatty cake, scan dizzle, bake em, man. Cooler than the AC and the fan, but flow hot enough to give a dog chin man a chance. I call these other rappers Tin Man, cause they ain't got enough heart to contend with the scan. I check your boy chin with my hand, and turn around and check your girlfriend's chin with my hand. And watch your bird spin with the scan. Leave where we at and go do something bad. I'm in control of my universe, that's why she call me daddy, cause I'm so on it,
I'm so at it.
Use my name on your flyer,
spell my name right.
Put me in your magazine,
spell my name right.
Use my name on your record,
spell my name right.
Spell my name right.
Say my name, baby.
If y'all were questioning how it was spelled, I think this track clears that up quite eloquently, if I do say so myself. Like I said, y'all, this is another edition of Cincinnati's Conscience, and we're the only show in town where you, the citizens, are the celebrities. Jay and Coley on the mic again today.
Hey.
Hey. Our guest today is none other than Scan Dizzle, Mr. Dizzle, as I'd like to say.
Yes.
Officially, it's Scandal the Ruckus Man. Y'all throw your O's.
Oh, that was amazing.
What's good, Mr. Dizzle?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We are quite well. How are you this afternoon?
I'm feeling great, like the weather.
Okay. Yeah, you have brightened up my day today.
Okay. That's what's up.
Welcome. Y'all, I feel like we're in the presence of royalty. Scandizzle, or Scandal, has been doing this for a long time. OG of sorts in the underground scene. So, again, I am honored and grateful. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
My pleasure.
Okay, then. You know the drill here. This is Cincinnati's Conscious, shouting out and showing a little love for the city. Give us some background on you. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm from Christ Hospital, Cincinnati, Ohio, Auburn Avenue, you know. I can't really stake claim on any particular neighborhood because I lived in, like, all of them.
Okay.
You know, I was kind of like, even after my family moved around a lot, even I think I just kind of stuck with that because I always been like a nomad in the city. Like, I'll live somewhere for a couple of years and get grossed out and bounce.
I don't like rats and roaches.
Oh my God. And then it's like, you know, you fighting the rats and roaches, your neighbors got to be fighting them,
right,
too.
Well,
you know,
I work.
They don't be cooperating.
I work right over the Rhine. And the other day, we just walked into this place that I work, Ink Tank. Y'all should know that.
Okay.
And one of the rats, I guess it was really chilly outside.
He decided
to come on in, you know, use the internet, make a cup of coffee.
Okay, that happens.
You know,
that
I think he wrote a few bars, you know. Ask if we could turn on the mic.
The rats got bars.
Rats,
you know what I'm saying?
We from down the way. We from down the way.
A down the way rat.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, okay, so you represent all of Cincinnati?
Yeah, you know, that's we kind of started the old movement around that. You know, it was like, I just kind of got tired of people. Well, originally, the first person to really yell it out was YS.
Okay.
AKA Uncle Sonny. He got us on all that. Like, don't let nobody, let me put that all the way on the air.
Right.
Uncle Sonny started Put Your O's Up. It was in a song. And then we just kind of stole it and ran with it. And you know me.
We permanently borrowed it.
I had to five-finger discounted it, you know. So I just kind of had to put a little more meaning behind it, more than just his song.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's like, you know, I see these guys at these open mics and it's like 10 different neighborhoods in there and they all getting along. Like I haven't had a fight or a scuffle or even an argument at no event I'd have had in like maybe like I had one at the Mad Frog, but even before that, it was still like 4 years.
Right.
You know, before I even had anything go on at any of my events. So, you know, we just started telling people if they only repping their neighborhood, they was thinking too small.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Right. I think we heard it for the first time where we had one of the local venues. Was it Dirty Jack's?
Probably it might have been
Baba's, or, you know, it was one of those. But it just, like you said, it's perfectly fit.
Yeah.
The idea of showing a little unity on this side of the river. Right.
And we used it to kind of unify, like cities that ain't never got along, like Cincinnati and Dayton.
Cleveland
always had beef. Cleveland too.
Yeah.
Now we got affiliates in all these cities, you know, through that just throwing up Ohio instead of the cities and the neighborhoods and people, families, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know the Derbies from Cummingsville, everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we had to get past all that.
To
make people start thinking on a broader scale.
Right. Well, like I told y'all, again, he goes way back like flapjacks in a large stack.
You know what I'm saying? tremendous 12 from Perkins on Short Vine.
Hey.
I go that far back.
Back,
you know,
in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, you know, like when we used to be able to kick it on the square at Jazz Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All night, see people you ain't seen since elementary school.
Exactly.
Grown, and you want to go somewhere and do something to them. Like, dang, she grew up cute.
Oh.
For real. Like, she was good now. She was funny looking.
Boy, you take off those glasses, get some braces, get her a block in her shoe, and she doing all right.
Man, she was funny looking. She was funny looking at Heverly.
That block turned into a heel.
Bang, yeah.
We gonna bring him back to the future. Right. So now, present day.
Okay.
You are now Shark Face Entertainment.
Shark Face Entertainment.
Yeah, president, CEO.
King Kong.
You know, yeah.
Like, you know, we just say boss. You know, we don't get into no specific titles, you know. It's like we just was boss and then his team.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, when you're dealing with a business model or profile, simplicity is usually the best.
Right now, while we broke, you know.
Did you say while we broke?
While we broke, you know, it's like, I see a lot of companies here, you know, it's like they kind of, like, you know, like when you little, you play house,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, or play doctor, mothers and fathers, you know, whatever you want to play. It's like these guys here playing music industry.
Right.
You know.
Wow, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
They're playing music industry.
Don't
it?
You do
it's hard. It's hard, you know, like, because, you know, you got guys, got people signing contracts and, you know, with no money. You know, it's like you just sign this contract to be affiliated
with somebody.
And everybody in the same grind, same struggle, you know.
Right.
So a Shark Face, if I say I got an artist up under me, we don't have no contracts. We ain't doing no paperwork.
The
paperwork is for when millions come into play, hundreds of thousands. Right now, while we all got jobs and do music, you know what I'm saying? We could just do it on a handshake and just rep each other.
Right.
I'm good with that.
Right.
You know, so everybody that you know, is throwing their shark fins up and all that and repping the company, they just down with the team.
Right.
And we just rep each other.
Well, it's about finding people of quality versus just pure quantity.
Oh, my God.
You know, because if you have that support, meaning mentally, because anybody can sort of walk the walk, you know, but you have to really be able to talk the talk. And that's about a language of collaborations. You know what I mean? The city, to be successful, probably needs a little bit of that, at least initially.
I mean, that's the only thing that's going to make it work.
Okay.
You know, it's like these people, they look at, say, a T.I. or a Jay-Z or a Raekwon, the chef or whatever.
Right.
And they're not realizing that those artists are just the faces on a billboard, just like Barack Obama.
Right.
It's like he ain't running it by itself.
Exactly.
He's just the one speaking for everybody. Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's that's what a solo artist or a group does, like an artist on a label. They just speaking for that company.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's a lot of people. And I used to have the idea that I could do it all myself. You know, and that's just I think we get that from slavery.
Really? You become a jack or jackie of all trades, but a master of none of them.
And you can't win doing that way. You know, like, I read a book called Letting the Little Things Go about 10 years ago. And it said that multitasking is a technique of losers.
Wow.
Winners focus.
Wow.
You know, when you working, you work. You know, and then when you know, you zone in on that and you take all that personal stuff and put it to the side while you working. But when you doing that personal stuff, don't be working. You know, like, separate them 100% from each other, and then the time becomes more quality, like you said, for each one separately. But together they fail.
That is a powerful, powerful statement.
They fail.
I want y'all to absorb that information like y'all do the rays of sun that's shining today.
Ow.
Because that's real. That is so, and I'm slowly learning that now. It's a beautiful thing that, you know, you share this information sort of in the I Suffer so you don't have to.
Right.
You're willing to give this free consultation, if you will, you know.
I love it.
To those listening.
Because it's one of those things, like, I'm fortunate enough to be able to talk to people that their lives have evolved past bills.
Okay.
You know, like.
I'm jealous.
Look, I'm always jealous. You know,
I'm jealous.
Talking to them. And, you know, it's like the biggest thing they ask me all the time, you know, is, so what you going to do when ain't no more bills? You know, what do you do when bills ain't your stress no more?
Right.
It fall back on you. You know, like, think about all the celebrities going through the stress they got. They don't have problems with bills. You don't see them in the news. They was late on a car note or something. It's crack.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And that's a personal thing. That's
wow.
a struggle. Like, so what they talk to me in the retrospect of fixing yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, first, because then if you do that, then them bills won't affect you as much. Like the stress you got from a late car note or your cell phone cut off or any of that, people think hitting the lottery gonna fix it.
Right.
Money don't fix it.
Right.
Tiger Woods.
Right. Right. Not all the money in the world can't fix certain things.
Don't
you
fix
know.
It. If you crazy, you crazy.
Right. Well, I think what they you should know? Do is just probably take a breather.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is the perfect time to sort of share a little local love with the music scene here. Like I said, Sharkface Entertainment is the force to be reckoned with here in Cincinnati. And that taking a breather comment was just a segue for our next track
that
from Sharkface.
That was so on time. That was so, the timing was so amazing.
It's by Pry the Great, which is one of your solo artists, right?
One of my artists, Pry the Great.
Pry, I'm sorry. Pry.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
It's really like priority, just Pry.
Okay. Short, you okay. Know. Y'all need to make this a priority. Listen in, support your local artists, entertainers. They are the blood that runs through the veins of this city. You're
yes.
listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. We are thankful to WVQC for giving us this platform. We just have one question for you. Are you turned on?
Yeah.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good, crack sauce? See, I had a hookover skill, so he told me to do something different, so I guess he wanted me to spaz out. You know the name, man. Hey, you know that I've been a threat. Spit it with the intellect. Bounce like a bad check. I'm it. I'ma need us a toilet paper up like an elevator. Stars like Darth Vader. No Twitter, but it's me they follow. I go. Girls left cover safe. I know, so you know that I'm the real deal. Get it poppin' with the mess, go cash, go people say stuff like A-hoes, bad shows, go to the white beat, better get like me. Pry is great, you guys ain't slightly, but ass round, you feelin' with a juggernaut. Rise up with a loaf of bread like butternuts. Enough of these fake old people on the scene. Whole damn squad, take off for the team. I clock in, overtime, on the rap dies and leave. You beep on the ground like SpongeBob, I'm laughing, these ain't wacky. And ha-ha, and it over here like Jaja. Better get down with a go-go spray, been a long time coming like Loso Sweat.
Been a long time coming like Loso Sweat. Been a long time coming like Loso Sweat.
Hey, you know I'm the best. Breathe until there ain't no breath.
Take a breather.
Hey, you know I'm here to stay. P-R-Y, you can't forget the great.
Take a breather.
You can't ignore me. I've been raping the game before Kobe. I'm sure he wouldn't want to feel a heat stroke, so you better swallow the beef like meatloaf. But I'm focused on this bounce music, so best bag back, get the head cracked like you forgot to put grease to it. So don't let me put a beat to it. Don't let me do that. Beats off me, feel like a heart fill a trade on you, like points in the marble. 54 on the chop show, here we go, do my thing with the swing in the Midwest. Flow chat about me, no, ain't ready. Pop out speed, can't drink like Pepsi, your little main chick be the one getting jetty. Room, three guys in the sink and a telly. Step on the game, they claim my soul hurt, life is a beat, it's D.I. Awkward. Looking at a movie when you see my set, no low budget film like the Blair Witch Project. Feel what I feel, then it gotta be real. Hey, you know I'm the best. Breathe until there ain't no breath.
Take a breather.
Hey, you know I'm here to stay. P-R-Y, you can't forget the great.
Take a breather.
Some of that will be a hot one. Everybody tell you might see a shotgun. Shot to the head, you dead, be a hot one. Flash, you got be best friends of the sun. I'm hot, you not, you get up zero. Superman see her, try to be a hero. Girl, wanna eat me? No, not Hannibal. Hold me in. So I sucked up animals. I'm all to do them around like a dancer. Float around the world on a spread like cancer. Talk to the girl like, hey, don't diss. And you look for a man and you found stitches. Stay in the kitchen and use all dishes. Like a vision, you use bitches.
Like a vision, you use bitches. Like a vision, you use bitches.
I'm good to open up mics. Transplant beat save hip hop's life. Flair Cry is great. He a trendsetter, never make it rain. I ain't trying to be bad weather. I can take him down. I'm seeing they best. I fathered you people, no DNA test. Sleeping on me is a long nap. Check the rap draft on Carfax. I'm there. Hey, you know I'm the best. Breathe until I lay in no breath. Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Hey, you know I'm here to stay. B-R-Y, and you can't forget the great. Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Yeah, talk to me. What? Who got shot?
Say, hey. So
been said, but every night on the news, there's so much bloodshed. It's the spell of doom, aka King Boo. Niggas want the juice, so they quit to shoot too. No plans for the future, incarcerated maneuvers. 25 a night is how they do ya. The neighborhood blew ya. Then pull the knife out the bag and stuck it to ya. Ain't that a bitch? On top of that, she the neighborhood snitch. Catch a bitch home up on this, telling that anything goes in the belly of the ghetto. Men go crazy over their women like Othello. Murder, suicide, all we wanna do is die. Family members cry, all they wanna know is why. Never saw the signs when they looked into his eye. Hey, that boy crazy.
It's so rough, so tough, so out in these streets, y'all. So much hustling, suffering, just to eat. What? Nobody wants spread love, love, pussing off this love. When will we have crazy love? Ain't nobody change this mess.
Nah, it's time to change. Yes, I feel your pain. That don't mean a scheme or go against the grain. I'm saying money or pain don't make you change. Use your brain. Remember when you was going through that change. So who are you to not keep? To not see, to not me. Take time and patience. Planning through this metric. Enough with the fakeness. I excuse your acquaintance, your relatedness. 90% hateness and your lateness. 10% greatness. So no longer can we take this. C-R-A-Z-Y. No longer can we hide, lie, or cry. Taking odd highs to fly. And I thought hip-hop would change. We and Jay the same. Why? We can't use hip-hop because it covers our lives. And no longer can we take just getting by. And no longer can we feed our kids excuses and lies. It's life's time to change. Tell them why.
It's so rough, so tough, so out in these streets, y'all. So much hustling,
hustling,
suffering, just to eat.
Nobody wants great love. Watching love. Wasn't all plans. When will we have love? Nobody changed this mess.
Nobody's fault but our own, baby. Now, can't keep pointing the finger, y'all. Look in the mirror. Change yourself. Hold self accountable, y'all. For sure. Let's go.
It's so rough, so rough. So tough out in these streets, y'all. So much hustling.
Hustling.
Scuffling. Just to eat.
What?
Nobody wants spread love.
Why?
Shed blood.
Uh-huh.
Pussing off man's gloves.
Crazy.
When will we have enough? Ain't nobody changed this mess but us.
All right, y'all. This is Cincinnati's Conscious. Y'all were listening to that last track was It's Crazy. Shouts out in an O throne to Bar None Music, Fote, 5-1, and Faya.
Faya.
Oh. Y'all are listening to the only show in town where you, yes, I said you, are the celebrities. If you're interested in big, yeah, you, Cole.
You too.
If you're interested in being a guest, would like to suggest someone as a guest, would like to say who you don't want to hear on our show, how about you drop us a line, nattiminds@ymail.com. That's NATIMINDS at ymail.com. You can also call us live here in the studio. Maybe you want to holler at Scandal, Cole, myself. Give us a call, 513-564-9600. You are listening to WVQC, Media Bridges Internet Radio Station. So, like I said, we're talking to Mr. Dizzle, Scandal, the Ruckus Man, for all y'all just turning in. Tell us what other endeavors you are involved in. I know you are a producer, a promoter, an MC, but you have also recently delved into new territory. Talk about it.
Yeah, I was copying off of y'all. No. I mean, for real. I mean, that's how. I mean, if it appears that way, that's probably what it is. You know. One of my mentors, G Fresh, came at me and about taking over the radio show, the B-Boys Underground.
Okay.
And then, you know me, I told him if I come in there, you're gonna have to let me do it like I do everything else.
We gotta
We gotta do it gigantic with a big,
so true,
with a big bully slap. You know?
Not the bully slap.
Bully slap.
Wow.
You know, we're gonna
That's
talk.
That's my nose.
I'm gonna explain the slap later to y'all. You know, I got a theory on slapping people. And, it was real deep. It was talk to me in my younger days when I used to slap people. But I figured I would share this with people that still slap people. G Fresh asked me to come in and revamp the show, you know, I didn't want to change it. You know, I didn't want to do my own show because I grew up listening to B-Boys Underground. My
right.
career, they were the first station that played any of my music.
Right.
And then it spawned into, you know, shows, free shows, and then eventually paid performances. And I learned a lot, you know, just dealing with this camp, truth music. And
again,
like,
another old school cat been doing this for a long time right here in the city.
Still going.
Right.
Old man.
Right.
Ultra old.
But in being ultra old.
Ultra old. Did you hear that?
I like the way that sounds.
Georgie.
Though. I like that.
Yeah.
But Georgie, being an elder of
Jorge.
Our. Being an elder in our tribal city.
That's
here,
true.
He has a lot of insight.
Yeah, he still got all the connects.
Right.
I mean, like, he manages the Third Finger Record Pool,
okay,
which pretty much provides all the music to all the DJs in the city that matter.
Huh.
You know, so they all pay him to make sure they stay up on the new and current music.
Right.
And it's been that way for years. It was back in the day, if you had records like vinyl, you got it from G Fresh.
Wow.
The labels call G Fresh when they want to perform at a club down here. They call Fresh to get references on the promoters and the club. So it's like we do a conference call like twice a week with five different major labels in the world. Just still, you know, this is happening right now.
People find it hard to believe that Cincinnati has that clout right here.
There's two people that have the major connections, and I'm putting them out there because this is what they do.
Right.
You just got to pay them.
Right.
For them to share these connections. But It's G Fresh and Judy Jones.
Yeah.
Hold the keys to the mainstream music industry if you're really trying to get somewhere fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just pay one of them and then. Because all this stuff is who you know.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's
the industry is
it's
that.
A little bit of talent, but it's more who you know.
Right.
You know, and a word from somebody that knows me
mm-hmm.
to me about another person could go a long way.
Right.
And it's the same, except it's like G Fresh can call Atlantic Records and say, hey, Scandal's coming to New York. Take care of him.
Right.
And they will. They,
right.
He's done that for me before.
Right.
You know. I mean, I've been to other cities on his word and Judy Jones' word, and they waiting at the airport or the bus station with
aww.
The with the little cardboard cutout with my name on it, you know, spelled wrong, of course.
Right.
But still, you know, I don't have to call the cabs and stuff.
Right.
And when I get there, if I want to go to industry parties, if I want to go talk to somebody at the label just to get info,
right.
Those people always were the ones to do it.
Well, I say if you have to go the roundabout way to get love for your city, if you have to go through recognizing that others recognize us,
mm-hmm.
then so be it.
Right.
However you do it, Cincinnati's Conscience, Kole and I,
yeah.
hope that you gain some sort of pride
yeah.
in where you're from, because in doing so, it helps to not only build the community, but it also makes the city as a whole a force to be reckoned with. And just as in colonial times when villages were, you know, building up strength within their own communities so that if ever there was a need.
Right.
For that support to be shown, both physically, mentally, you know, physically, that we had that. And so I challenge you guys, as you listen to the people that come on this show, share all this free information, emphasis on free, too, free information, that you take notes, that you contact them for further information,
mm-hmm.
that you support them not only monetarily, but by your presence at their events and shows, listening to their radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because in doing so, you show the rest of the world that Cincinnati has a presence, that we are a voice that matters.
We on the map.
Right.
And that's one of the main focuces of Shark Face Entertainment is, you know, we were always taught when we were younger that you had to go elsewhere to get it.
Right.
And I don't believe that.
Right.
You know, one thing I found when I did go everywhere else was that I was better than them other people in them other cities.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I went to New York, I thought I was going to go up there on some MC battle stuff and get sprayed.
Cause right.
That's where hip hop started.
Right.
But coming from here, you gotta be better.
Right.
Because we got more hate.
Hmm.
Than any other region
right.
in the universe.
Right. It's
you know?
So hard.
So if you can impress people here, everywhere else is like stealing.
Right.
You know, and that's how I felt when I was in New York, when I was in Detroit, you
mm-hmm.
know, just recently. And it was like, I felt like I was on a whole nother level
right.
of skill.
A level of consciousness?
But, you know, my main focus is I want to be one of the first record labels, like since King Records.
Amen.
To do it from here and stay here with it.
I'm on that with you.
You know,
so strong.
Nobody.
So strong.
Everybody wants to go to Atlanta right now.
Right.
Like, cats go to Atlanta and perform at an open mic just like I throw here.
Right.
In Atlanta and come back with their chest poked out like they just did something.
But empty handed in that you didn't come back with a deal.
I mean,
you just came back.
Just went down
you
there.
You know, you left and you came back.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Whereas if you had only invested that time and energy with Shark Face,
right.
you know, what would that have manifested for you?
You know
immediate results?
At least they would have made some money.
And immediate results.
Yeah, that's all
you know.
We understand that when you do music and you don't have a record deal or a contract or an investor, this is another bill. It's a bill to be an artist.
Right.
You know, you got blank CDs, wardrobe,
right.
barbers, cosmetologists, you know, hair and nails, you know, everything costs. And
right.
it all comes out of your pocket, just like your rent, your phone bill, your cable bill, your music bill.
Right.
You know?
Real talk.
Like, we got a budget just for copyrights a month, you know? And it's like $35 a month.
It is.
You know,
it is.
At least to copyright a collection of works
right.
from that month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
we dedicate those funds just for that. But the goal is to make it to where the music pays for itself.
Exactly.
So you ain't got a budget for it. Because, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I've been in them situations where it was a toss-up
mm.
between a trip out of town
what
to go
paying?
Do a show
mm-hmm.
Or a piece of studio equipment or paying the rent.
Right.
It costs the same.
Wow.
You know, a MPC 2000 brand new is like $1,700. That's the same thing as a car, a good used car.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to weigh them scales like
exactly.
what's more important.
Or you can be wise enough to partner, collaborate, join forces with
yeah.
someone who
mm-hmm.
you can combine resources with,
you know, don't
and
nobody
make it
like,
happen.
Don't nobody, you know, don't nobody network and trust.
I think slowly it's coming around. Slowly it's coming back full circle because it used to be like that. It used to be, and then
they
you know people
have,
got greedy and
it's the slavery.
Yeah,
it's that slavery
mentality.
Again,
it
know?
Is. It
in
is.
In the slavery days, they had to keep us separated from each other because they knew if we squatted up,
power
we,
numbers.
We was out.
Yeah.
It was 10-1.
Right.
In every southern state, it was
right.
10-1.
Right.
And we couldn't fight.
Right.
They had that mind control.
It was individualism versus collectivism.
Yeah, and it's still in the black family right now.
Right.
You know, like they,
right.
like everybody, look out for yourself.
Well, you know what? What saddens me is that this is a learned process that's not exclusive anymore. You know, if you sort of study history and things, that this divide and conquer mentality has been used with every indigenous person on the planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just watched a thing on National Geographic about the Aborigine culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know they struggle.
Yeah.
Was just like ours in Australia.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they was that deep.
Mm-hmm.
They got that good hair.
Wait a minute.
See that? Did you see them?
Yes, wait
the
a
wavy,
minute.
The wavy player hair, but they look like they from Wynn Terrace.
Oh. Let's throw a note to Wynn Terrace.
Really?
Oh.
The dude that started the old, he from the Terrace originally. You know? For real, man. The Aborigines, they look like down the way Wynn Terrace, Avondale. With perms.
You know what?
But they was born with it, though.
Yes.
You know, that sandy color. I was like, yeah. Man, I bet they girls be shy. Not the ones out in the field, but, you know, the modern ones.
Yeah.
They bad.
Clarification. Rules the nation.
Yeah, but after I win my Grammy, I'm going out there.
That's what's
good. I'm going to walk around in the bush in my drawers. You know, like they do.
And I'm
with some instrument. I don't even know what it's gonna be.
I'm a tip my hat down to you for that.
I'm gonna be out there. Oh, you on that? You like them little sayings on CSI? Would Grissom say some fly stuff right before they go to commercial? You on that? I like that.
I'm gonna tip my hat down,
right.
And y'all need to tip your hat down.
Shout out to Famous Amos.
This is another track from Sharkface Entertainment.
Famous Amos
took your hat down.
Sharkface.
Y'all listening to Cincinnati's Conscience, Coley and Jay. This is WVQC, soon to be on 95.7. Are you turned on?
Definition of nothing, your battleship in a sink. don't take for nothing. Know some friend about your life, you ain't talk about nothing. When you see me, I expect you not to judge. I'm not my hustle at all, not even a nudge. One buzz, I'm too big, so fall back. I've been here, I've been there, now I'm all back. So what you call it? Now call up some old and show me what you get. If you see me in your head,
y'all. That was Famous Amos from Sharkface Entertainment. Y'all need to tip your hat down. Yeah, tilt your hat down. I said tip.
That's okay.
It's tilt. It's
put a tip in it.
When he tilts his hat down, put a tip in it. Y'all listening to J.M. Coley, Cincinnati's Conscience. We're the only show in town where we want you to be the celebrity. In the booth today, Scandal the Ruckus Man.
Yeah.
We're going to tap into one of our regular segments. You know we do it every week. This week it's Word of the Week. Coley is going to bring you the word from the streets, the new slang terminology the cats will be using this summer. And we want to make sure y'all are in the learning curve. We don't want to want y'all left out. So what's the word of the week, Coley?
The word of the week is casket fresh.
Casket fresh?
Yeah.
Is that a noun, an adjective?
It's an adjective.
Okay. But what is it?
Yeah. It derives from the term fresh to death.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is dressed up, looks really nice, sharp, it originates from the dress up attire of a person laid to rest in a coffin.
That's a little scary.
That's scary. So, be so casket fresh.
Yeah, when you go out today, it's sunny, it's beautiful outside. Don't step out in your house shoes and your hair wrapped up. We want y'all to get casket fresh.
Casket fresh. No gym shoes.
No, well, gym shoes are okay.
No.
If they're new.
I don't know.
New gym shoes?
Like Coco?
Yeah. Okay.
Casket.
If they fresh. Out the box.
Right. That's still, casket fresh. They're coming out the box.
Fresh.
Yeah. Casket fresh.
All right.
That was sent in from Henry Knight. Thanks, Mr. Knight. Yes. He is a regular contributor of our Word of the Week / Word from the Street.
Something wrong with him.
We're talking again with Scandal the Ruckus, man. Yeah. We want to know what's good. What's coming up next? What you got for folks if they want to check you out? Give us some info to give to them.
All right. Well, we still at Baba Boudin's on every Thursday from 10 to 2.
Okay.
Open mic night, and, you know, courtesy of Baba Boudin's, is free to perform, free admission.
Okay.
It's free.
Oh.
You know, they got dollar PBRs, and, you know, they in recession mode right now. You
know. Shouts out to, is it Mark? Is it?
No, it's Tony.
Tony. At Baba's? Mm-hmm. Who do you know? Coco?
Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey. That's who I was thinking about, Mikey. And, sorry, Mikey.
Mikey.
Mikey. Yeah, and
okay.
And
Tony.
He's
and
not my brother, y'all.
Although they do have matching freckles.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what, Baba's?
And then we got Baba's. I'm right now. I'm shopping around for another venue.
Okay.
Tuesday or
okay.
Wednesday.
Yeah. How do people get in touch with you if they want to offer that to you?
Just call me. You know what I'm saying? 513-432-0300.
Okay.
All day.
Okay.
You know, it's a public number. It's not, I mean, it's my, you know, it's my private line, but I got another phone for that.
Right.
You know
right.
I mean?
But, again, he's been in this business for a while.
Right, so you can definitely hit me on the business line. Don't be scared of the voicemail. It's just,
oh,
it's
I
just,
love it.
It's just a little Spanish. You know, I'm semi-fluent. You know, I can put it on job resume, you know, application.
Don't be intimidated by the Espanol.
Get the extra $1.50. You know what I'm saying? For being bilingual.
Boricua.
Yeah, and then we got the radio show Friday night.
Right.
Eastern Standard Time from 1 to 4 in the morning.
Mm.
Central Time is midnight to 3.
Right.
And then you go a little more left. Mm. Then it's 11, you know, 11 to 2. And then go all the way to the West Coast. And then it's like 10.
Right.
You know, 10 to 1 or something like that.
Right. What's the format?
Well, generally, the first hour of the show is all local music.
Okay.
You know, and as long as the music is semi-clean.
I love the local love.
You know, as long as it's semi-clean, you know, I play it.
Right.
You know, you can't be dropping the N-bomb
right.
too much.
Right.
You know, I just for real would prefer that you didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Leave that to the people that got the record deals and I still got to play their music.
Right.
But, you know, local, y'all just need to step y'all game up on
exactly.
the professionalism. I got 40 submissions for the first show.
Okay.
And only 10 of them was clean.
Right.
Enough,
right.
Clean enough for me to play
right.
in the air, you know. And everybody told me that their joints was clean. So
right.
obviously there's like a miscommunication of what clean
right.
is.
Right.
So we talked about that on the air on the first show.
Okay.
And then we're going to have guest DJs come in.
Okay.
Nathan Greats coming in this Friday to jump the show off. I'm always going to DJ the local section.
Okay.
And then my guest DJ will take over and rock for like an hour and a half.
Okay.
And we do like a half hour of commentary, capping, you know, talking, talking reckless about people, letting guests call in. Like we pre-record some of the call-ins we get because we know what they're gonna do
right.
on the air. So you know the ones we can kind of sneak on the air, we come back towards the middle to the end of the show, and
right?
Play a lot of the call-ins and you. You would be amazed. I mean, shout out the cat that called and shouted out his girlfriend in jail. You know what I'm saying? That was amazing.
That's love behind
bars.
She's in
a women's prison in Lebanon, Ohio. He sounded just like that. I was like, wow, man. And found out he's like a regular caller.
Right.
For the show.
Right.
So
we take it.
Because he said he was having a good time.
Right.
You know. The show streams live on the internet.
Okay.
You know, so that's why I give all the time zones.
Right.
You know, because people
right.
could be listening to our shows worldwide.
People just don't know how much there is here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, shows like your show, mm-hmm. our show, The Happy Hemptress.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
shows like that are not only uniquely Cincinnati and are perfect for those who live here, but it also is for wonderful for those who are from here. And happen to be someplace else or who
right,
are someplace
right.
else who have happened to travel to here, like what they saw, and want to tap into locally, you know, Cincinnati.
Yeah. And another thing I'm going to say to
all the people that's been doing it and that's doing stuff, like y'all, you know, the Hemtress, you know, Kay Riley.
Exactly.
You know, people that got names here already.
Mazan, she has a rise.
I'm about to start working with Mazan.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is, don't be quiet about what you're doing.
Right.
Or what you done did.
Right.
Like, we come from a generation where we was taught not to brag.
Right.
It ain't polite to brag about what you're doing and what you done did. That's not the case anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like, now, if you don't tell these people what you've been through or what you done did, they don't respect you when you start telling them stuff.
Right.
And I think that's been my biggest problem. It was like, I run into cats that didn't even know that I rap. They just thought I was a DJ, you know, or they know me from that one lane that they met me in, you know, and it's because I don't be out here telling them I was on HBO, that I was the first one here on 106 and Park.
Right.
It ain't no big deal to me.
Right.
You know, it's like, I did it, it's over, I'm cool.
Right.
But these things matter.
Of course they do.
It matters because just like your previous jobs on your resume.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get a job unless your resume look a certain kind of way.
Well, a true testimony to a man's greatness is how much he's willing to give back.
Yeah.
You know, so if you share that information, if you're willing to share it, it would be wise of those out there listening to listen. Because, again, it's like a free consultation with an expert.
But the problem is, the thing that I run into the most is, it's like, it's hard to tell somebody that's been doing a particular thing a certain kind of way that they wrong.
Right.
You know, and with this music, it happened to me. It was like, at some point, somebody's going to tell you there's only one right way to do this.
Right.
And what you think you're going to invent, or what you think you've been trying to do or imagining, people done already did it and failed, you know, then it's hard for a person to accept that all the efforts was wrong.
Right.
You know, it was good. I used to say my music was good for the time that it came out.
Right.
That's not true. When I go back and listen to that stuff, it was whack, you know?
It was a learning process.
No, but not even that, but you can't say that, like, oh, it was a learning process. Either it was bad or it was good. You know, like when I was saying it was good for the time it was out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Biggie was out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wu-Tang had just came out.
Yeah.
You know, Redman was just getting it. Busta Rhymes had just went solo. So it's like, you put that next to the stuff you were saying that was good for the time it was out, and then you fooling yourself.
You are.
And what it is you putting more emphasis on the effort that you put into it than the actual results.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I hate to cut you off, but we're getting close to the end of the show. Yeah, it's so fast. We love what we do, and it ends up taking a lot of time quickly, I guess, because it doesn't seem like it's been an hour.
It flies.
But I want you to tell quickly what's the best thing about Cincinnati and what's the least favorite thing about Cincinnati so we can work on some things.
The best thing about Cincinnati is people's dedication to the arts.
Okay.
You know, we got...
True indeed.
We have so many celebrities, from Steven Spielberg from Avondale.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's from A1.
We said that on,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, the For Real segment.
Jennifer Aniston is a UC graduate. Questlove, CCM.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's endless, so... I say the dedication to the arts.
What do we need to fix?
We need to fix collaboration. Nobody works together effectively here.
Right.
People try to work together, but it ain't effective. It ain't, ain't making no money.
Well, I think it starts here on this radio show with Jay and Coley, along with Mr. Scandizzle.
Cincinnati Conscious.
Thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. I know, you know, it's a beautiful day. You know, we taking up a little bit of your sunshine time.
This was all I had on the schedule today. This is what it was.
Okay, then. That's what's good. Y'all, this is Cincinnati's Conscience. We're going to head on out, but we'd like to throw an O to everybody in listening distance. We are the only show in town where Cincinnati citizens are the celebrities. We hope that we see you back here, same bat time, same bat station, next Monday. You can catch us Mondays from 2 to 3, as well as Sundays from 4 to 5 at WBQC.org. I'd like to thank again my guest. I'd like to thank again Coco Coley. We'll see you guys next week. And remember, stay turned on. Peace.